weird, time-sensitive, or just not long enough for a full episode, this is bonus content.
All right, guys, I'm not going to lie. It is crazy early on Sunday morning after TavernCon. The fact that I'm up right now is entirely based on the fact that my dog needed to go out. Otherwise, I would be still in bed. If you haven't been able to tell by my voice right now, I may be able to do some kind of audio wizardry to make it sound less groggy and kind of low, but I somehow doubt that I'll even get close to my normal sounding voice because I am so thrashed. I went through the day yesterday. See, we started early. I was there. I think I got there at 8:30 in the morning and didn't leave until about 8 at night, so it was 12 hours of event. And, I crashed hard when I came home. The adrenaline left me after we got the church looking the way it was supposed to for this morning, after everything was kind of packed up in my car and all the people were leaving. I just crashed hard. I actually had plans to do stuff last night, but none of that happened. And speaking of plans not happening, I had mentioned in, like, a Facebook video that I put out and some other stuff that there was probably going to be audio from the event, and there was probably going to be, I was going to try and get stuff out on Periscope, and it was going to be awesome. Yeah, none of that happened. In true Game Store Profits fashion, we went in with a plan, and then that plan changed. Partly this is technical issues stuff, like, partly it was because my recorder was being silly, and suddenly needed a new battery out of nowhere. Part of it was because we were just having too much fun. In all honesty, part of it was just the fact that we were having too much fun just getting together and playing games together. But I did promise you highlights, so I don't want to completely, just because the plan changed doesn't mean I want to go back on a promise to you guys. I do want to talk about TavernCon, and I don't want to wait until the next episode comes out, because that'll be more than a week from now, and that's not cool. I want to give you my impressions right now. So, the first thing I'll talk about is the fact that Jason Tagmeier showed up. It was really cool for him to be there, because he was a designer, and it was funny, because he said that he's not used to being the only guy there, because he is a smaller, he designs smaller games, and he has a bunch of them. But they're not like your big ticket games. You're not like, you know, it was funny because even he and I were both kind of drooling over, like, he's going to an event that's judged by Bruno Cathala. And we're both like, oh, Bruno. Like, he's not like the big ticket designer, but I'll tell you what, man, his games are awesome. Go to Button Shy Games and check out his games. They are a ton of fun. I did get a chance to, one I was looking to try really bad was Cunning Folk, because it looked really interesting, and I'll tell you what, he says it comes out, like, next week. Pick that up. It's a real easy, quick pocket game, but it's so much, just there's a lot to it. And I will also say that Wildcats is crazy. I looked at it in the cartoon, the little cartoony cat animations. I was like, what the heck is this game? So I asked him, I'm like, tell me what Wildcats is, because I don't quite get it. And then we did a demo game with myself and two of my buddies, and it was hilarious. It is well worth the experience. But anyway, we had a ton of fun. It was really fun to just see him get excited about people playing the pretense game. And he was, like, giving out tips, and he was kind of looking at stuff. And when we were giving out the award for when he was giving out the games, it was fun because he got all excited. He got his camera out, was taking pictures and everything like that. It was fun. It was really good to have him there, and I'm excited because at the end of the day, he's like, anytime you guys have another event like this, let me know, and I'll see if I can come. So that was cool. It was good to have him there and to build relationships. I did get to play one of his unpublished games, and that was really awesome because I got to sit there, and he's like, oh, I'm really worried about this. I go, well, this seems okay, and the fact that I'm having these cool conversations, I don't know if he'll use anything of what I did. I am not a game designer in any right. But it was just fun to have the conversation, even if he just goes, "Ah, that's not going to work." But it was fun to have that conversation anyway. Obviously we brought the Inroads collection, but the Inroads collection only goes so far, and there are games that I don't have. And it was really cool because some of the people brought two games that I've really been interested in and really wanted to look at that were big ticket games. They brought the Magic: The Gathering strategy game. and Zombicide. And wow. Okay, those things are impressive to even just sit on a table. And the Magic the Gathering game looked like it was pretty intense. So people were both... I think people were almost intimidated by it. But at the same point, I will say that Zombicide... Now, it was fun because he was they specifically brought Zombicide so that I could at least see it. I didn't get a chance to play it because they started playing while I was already playing another game with other people. So I couldn't get in on the game, but I did see it. And I will tell you what, even if I haven't played it, I will now say great things about Zombicide. Because, you know, I kind of said that it was I couldn't make a report because people gave such vastly different responses to that game. But I will tell you that I think I saw, it was yesterday, so I'm trying to remember. It was pretty much like six or seven people around that table. And there were times they were standing up and just checking things. Oh my goodness, there was a ton of people watching this game and playing this game, and everybody was having fun. So any game that can do that to people, I'm going to call a win. So I'm going to tell you that Zombicide is awesome and you should check it out. That being said, it was really fun. The people who brought that were actually tied to another person that I got to meet it's weird to say I met him for the first time. I've been playing Pathfinder Play by Post with him for a year and a half. He plays the character Nosa, and it was weird because it was that same, it was like last year at Gen Con when I met the guy who played Fedrin. There's that moment of, I know you so well, you should come here and hug me, but at the same point I'm like, wait, I'm meeting you for the very first time. It's that weird, I don't know how to handle this situation moment. But no, it was super good to see him and meet him and put a face to the character. And it was also really kind of awesome because at one point, he was playing a game, but they were describing the rules to other people. So he and I were having just a quick conversation. And we were talking about the game. We were talking about the fact that my character got sick and most of the party got sick. And his character was immune, so he's one of the only people who isn't sick. And we're having this great conversation about how, you know, Jeff is trying to kill all of us. And it was fun because Play by Post is great. It's really cool for storytelling. It's really cool for character development. But you don't really have that one-on-one of being at the table. So it was cool to really appreciate the awesomeness mechanically of our play-by-post and talk about our characters and stuff like that in the presence of the other person, because it brought the best parts of both worlds together. So that was a ton of fun, and meeting him was great. We got to meet a bunch of people from the community. I was super happy because after basically communicating via Facebook for like 3 or 4 years, I got to meet Heather Johnson, contributor to our website and number one fan of Game Store Profits. She and her son came out, and it was really cool because she and her son drove 3 hours from Baltimore to come up and play with us. So I told that to some volunteers, and they're like, I can't believe that. And I'm like, I can't either. But it was really great to meet her and James, and it's fun. Apparently I'm going to be playing Smite with her son, so that's cool. It was really fun just to see him get excited about playing games and being part of the community as well. So that was awesome. I got to meet another gentleman who is from the tavern, and he's also a pastor. And it's really cool because one thing that we've always said with Inroads is that we want to get into churches. Like that's where this eventually wants to go, but it's hard to make that push into churches when some churches are hostile, but not a lot of them. That in our experience, not a lot of them are hostile, but most of them are just kind of indifferent to gaming. They're like, oh, that's a neat hobby, or oh, that's a thing that you do. But Doug basically came up to me and he's like, hey, I want to do one of these at church. You mentioned that you want to do these in churches. Can we do that? And it was funny because he was kind of apprehensive, like, why, you know, I don't know why he was thinking this, but He said that he felt kind of like apprehensive of you know, is this a good idea? Should we, dude? I practically jumped. I was playing that unpublished game with Jason Tagmeyer at the time, and I almost jumped out of the chair. Yeah, absolutely, I want to do an event in your church. So obviously details were, you know, not coming because he was on his way out the door, but probably beginning of next year, we'll be having an event in his church, and I'm super excited about that. I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of, like, money stuff, but I do want to disclose to you guys at least a little bit of what happened. When you take away the expenses for the food and some little odds and ends just to make the event happen, I will say that we made over $1,000 for En-ROADS. That's going to help a lot. It's going to make paying for Gen Con a lot easier. It's going to make doing events like this again in the future something that's a little more plausible. And, yeah, it was really cool. I was in true form, like I said with the last podcast episode, you know, trusting in God's provision is a hard thing for me. It's not something that I do easily. And about halfway through the event, I looked at some of the totals, and I'm like, is this even remotely going to be okay? Are we even going to cover expenses? And then it's almost like God just came down and be like, yeah, dude, no, I got this. Yeah, I will say when we went into this event, we had a couple different goals. There was obviously financial goals. We wanted to make some money for the ministry. It's a fundraiser, so if you don't have some kind of fundraising goal, then you're doing it wrong. We had attendance goals, just because we wanted to make sure people were coming. And we had ministry goals. We wanted to make sure that the ministry was actually being presented, that people were actually going to get excited about what we're doing at En-ROADS. And I'm going to say that God really met all of those goals. Financially, obviously, we just said we probably ended up making more than I thought we would make, because this is the first event. It's the very first event. It's the first time we've done this. So I had no way of judging what we could possibly bring in. So that God provided over and above what we thought we were going to get. Attendance wise, I met the goal that I had put on myself for getting people to the event. We met it. It wasn't as big as I was my super holy cow, I can't believe this is happening goal. But it was definitely in the range of where I thought it would be. And you know, that goal is nice. It's good to have that goal and to establish that you want X number of people there. But that goal is totally overshadowed by the ministry goal. Everybody who was there had a great time. I didn't have a single complaint from anyone. Everyone was having just a blast. Everyone was playing great games and exploring new games and making new friends. And everybody, you know, it's fun because I got to come home and see the social media blast of everybody who's like, had a great time at TavernCon. It was so much fun. En-ROADS is doing great stuff. Like, I loved coming home to that and seeing all this stuff. And yeah, I'll tell you what, I didn't get to see it last night, mostly because, I was fried. So I saw a couple of them last night, and then I woke up this morning and my Facebook notifications were through the roof. So, again, I just want to thank all of you guys. Obviously, we couldn't have done this event without you. And remember, there's lots of ways that you can support us, even if you couldn't come out. I mean, hopefully we'll definitely be doing these events at least once a year. So at bare minimum, you can expect to do this again next year. But even if you can't support us by being out here, there are lots of ways you can support us. Obviously, you can be praying for us, because I don't ever want to downplay that. We need that. To use the Bible ease, I covet your prayers like crazy. But yeah, because if God's not in this, then we're not doing it. You can go and make a donation on the page. You can tell your friends. I don't want to downplay this one either. Tell other people about us. Most of how people have found us is through other people. It's because, oh, I heard about you on so-and-so's website, or so-and-so told me about you, or, you know, I heard you on such and such a podcast. Like, go and tell people about us, because that brings more people in. Bringing more people in brings more volunteers, brings more support. It gets us in churches. Guys, that would be huge. We still have, 17 more days to get our t-shirt from Teespring, and I'll probably put the link to that in here as well. So, you guys, I'm just still kind of overwhelmed, and my body is still barely recovering from yesterday, but I just wanted to put this out and just thank you guys for making this an awesome event, and I look forward to doing more of them and doing TavernCon again next year. Catch you guys later, and I'll see you with the next regular episode.